It's Monday, September 21st, 2020. This is going to be a different episode because it's mostly like a little bit of an advertisement, I guess. So the Buddy System, the Buddy Cast, the Buddies, the podcast, all the stuff. We have, you're already looking disappointed in this, Bryce.
I just have a headache.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Well, we have podcasts coming out, and we have this new one coming out that Bryce and I have been working on for a while.
I'm Bryce.
That's Bryce. I'll bring it over. Okay, well, here.
Oh, let's scooch.
Yeah, there we go. So, in case you didn't know, Bryce is the guy who directed and edited one-man show and comedy and motorcycles. So, we made this. So, Bryce is a film fanatic. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fair.
Okay, here's a test of it.
No.
You don't want to do the test?
I'm rusty. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. I like to play this game with Bryce, and he will not Google this. This will be on the spot. Let's see. Best. Okay. Winner of the Oscars for best director.
Director. I do best pictures, man.
Best pictures?
Yeah.
All right.
I haven't studied best director.
Best picture, 1984.
84 would have been Amadeus.
Is it? Okay, let's see. Hold on. Okay, while that's being looked up. So Bryce really likes film, and I like movies. I think that's a good way to describe the difference.
Semantics, but yeah, that makes sense.
Bryce takes in more film than I have, but I think I can hold my own in a discussion about film.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy who likes 1984's Amadeus.
Yes, exactly.
Directed by Milos Forman, who also won Best Director that year. So to answer your original question.
Perfect. So we have this podcast coming out called Film Favorites, where Bryce has meticulously created his top 500 favorite films, and this is just purely off of personal preference.
Yeah, they're not what I would call the best films of all time. That list would look very different. There are a lot of great movies that aren't even on my list. These are just the ones that I like.
So he made this top 500 favorite 100 fucking, yep. Mm. He made the list, and we've decided to go in descending order. And I think what inspired it was partly just because we wanted an excuse to watch movies.
I think that's mainly it.
Yeah, and because I needed to broaden my horizons.
Another big part of it, yes. You're kind of cooped up with your MCU. you need to look outward and inward.
Yeah, well, I've been, based off of season one, I've expanded a great deal.
Yes.
Spoilers. So we basically, the rules are we go in descending order from 500 down to 1. In every episode, Bryce presents three films in that descending order. So, for example, 500, 499, 489.
It was a simple concept.
It was.
But now...
And now it's complicated. So he describes the three films, and I have to pick one to watch. If I've seen the film before, I can't watch it. And I think if I've seen all of them, then I just get to pick whatever I want.
That's true.
Which has never been the case, I don't think.
Hasn't been yet.
It'll happen eventually.
It'll happen.
And then we watch the film, I guess I stomach my way through the film for the first season.
Oh.
Most of the first season is me angry, I think.
Yeah.
But then we have a discussion about it, and then we move on to the next one. It takes us a while to make it, obviously, because we have to set a whole... like a whole bunch of time to watch the film and get together and do all of that. So that's why we're doing this in seasons rather than one big long dump, podcast dump. This is going to take us 6 years, you calculated, roughly?
It's going to take us about... No, it's 6 months. Sure, I don't know. It'll take the better half of a decade.
It'll take a while for this to end. So I think you should join the journey now.
I think so. Heads up, though, the audio quality of season one isn't great. It's better than this.
Yeah, it's going to be much better than this.
But we're already prepping for season two right now. We haven't quite started recording that yet. We're still on break. But It'll sound even better than season one. So if you can stomach through it,
yes,
something to look forward to. Also, better movies in season two, I would hope.
I fucking hope so.
For your sake.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're a film person, you should. I think this might be one of my favorite. I haven't listened to them yet. I'm really excited to when they come out. First one's October 3rd.
Yes, we'll be doing it every Saturday after ACMM.
Yep. I'm really excited for these. This is potentially going to be one of my favorite podcasts we have, so I want a lot of people to watch this, and I think it has a good hook. I don't know of any other podcast like this, to my knowledge.
There's got
to
be. I don't listen to podcasts.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I'm weird.
You seem like someone who would really enjoy, like, what is that? What is the one? The Serial? No?
I don't listen to podcasts. I don't know.
Oh. You think it seems like you?
It seems like something I would
like. It really seems like something you would like.
What is that?
Serial is picture how making a murderer.
Never seen it.
God damn it. Yeah, it's a whole thing. It doesn't matter.
Come on, you got this.
I'll show you a trailer, okay, or something. Yeah. But yeah, that's what the podcast is. And we it's a lot of fun to make. Actually, I'll make it regardless of anybody.
Yeah, your half is fun. I have to do prep work.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring the movies.
But then I have to
edit it.
I have to sit through black and white films.
You say you don't mind black and white
films. I really don't mind. I have to sit through very racist old films.
Moderately racist old films.
There's gotta be at least one moment where I was like, ooh. It's a few moments, right? Mostly sexism.
There's a fair amount of sexism, especially from the films from the 70s that we watched.
A lot of hitting women and kissing women when they don't want to be kissed.
Yeah, a lot of that. We have actually a couple of discussions about kissing women who are not want to kiss this man.
Yeah, usually on train carts for some reason.
One time in a train car, yeah.
But I'm sure I'll see more.
Probably.
Yeah. So that's basically an advertisement for Film Favorites. It's coming out on October 3rd. We're really excited about it, and please share it. Please tell all the people about it, because I think it's a good, fun romp.
Only if you like it. If you don't think it's good, don't do that.
Yeah, that's
fair. Don't share it.
If you think it's bad, well, we can do the comedy sports thing. If you like it, share it with your friends. If you hate it, share it with your enemies.
Ooh,
remember that?
Yeah.
So if you really hate it, share it with somebody that you hate, and then force them to listen to our voices talk about movies and be pretentious.
And then they can share it with someone that they hate if they don't like it.
Right. And then it passes on. It's like The Ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we, I guess, crawl through your computer screen.
Do people listen to podcasts on their computer?
No, I think most people listen on their phone. And I'm too tall to get through a phone screen.
And I'm too wide.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. All right, well... hope you enjoy Film Favorites on October 3rd. Till next time.